So who was here last week? Okay, most people. John, yes, you were here. You preached. And I thought what John had to share was really what God is saying to us, and I was really encouraged. And I think this is a part two and a practical application of last week. But if you weren't here, I'm going to do a very, very, very brief recap. But first of all, I first want to read a scripture, Psalm 150, verse 1 to 6. And we're going to leave that on the board for a while so it sinks in. And I'm going to read it slowly because this is what was burning in my heart when we were in praise and worship last week. And I couldn't shake it. Anyway, I'll go into that. I'm going ahead of myself. It says, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. Now, the fact that you are seated here and not lying on the floor means that you have breath. And therefore, we are commanded to praise Him. And I had a vision. God was reminding me of a situation that happened years ago. We were actually still living in England, and we had a team with us here to do with the church. And we were at Vic Bay here. And this lady's name was Kat, and I won't go into it now, I'll go further into it just now. She wanted to go to the back of the waves. I'll go into it now. She wanted to go to the back of the waves. So she was like waist deep, and she was from Belgium. Now, the English Channel's got no waves. All right, you surfers, you would be disappointed. Cornwall sometimes has a wave, but that's more to the west. But along the east coast and where Belgium is, there's not much. And so she had never experienced these waves. And so she was quite tentative and cautious. And I was going in, and I was going to go and body surf. And she says, "Oh, I want to go behind the waves." So I said, "Yeah, sure, come. It's easy." And so as I was pulling her out and I was helping her, this massive set comes through. And I said, "Okay, you're going to have to go under now." Because we were going on top, you know. And so I said, "Okay, take a deep breath, and we're going under now." And I'd hold her hand, and the wave would go over us, and she'd come up and gasp for air. And then she looked again, and there was another wave. I said, "Okay, we are doing this again." And we did it a second time. Third time, she came up looking petrified because that one was a little bit of a dumper. And she says, "I want to go back. I want to go back." I said, "We can't go back because we are on this side of the crunch zone. So if we go back, it's going to become worse." I said, "We're almost there. Hang with me." And she trusted me. And we went under one more time, and we were able to swim out, and she was able to just be on top of the waves. Now, why is God telling me this? And it was during that song, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." And then God reminded me, actually. And then Vakis comes up, and he says he feels God is saying we need to breathe. I mean, how weird is that? And we're going, okay, you know, so breathe in. You remember those guys were here? Breathe out. I'm going, sure, this is real confirmation of what I'm feeling. And then Kanya heard, she came up to the front and said, I feel God is wanting us to just praise him and be thankful for everything he's done for us. And then John spoke on positional truth. And in a very, very small encompassment of that is, you know, positional truth is it encompasses those facts which are eternally set in stone when it comes to my position in God. In other words, he was explaining that the love of God is not to do with my feelings and not to do with what I have done and have not done. It's to do with his promise. It's to do with the word of God. It's my position in God. That is a truth, and you can't argue it. You can't feel less about it. It is truth. It's your position that you're in. And I've got an example of that and a testimony. And I'll get back to why we were going under the waves soon. In 2019, we came back to South Africa in 2015. In 2019, we joined AustGen, and my life changed dramatically because I was feeling very sorry for myself. I was very lost in my relationship with God. I'd been an elder already. I'd led a Bible school, and yet somehow I found myself in a position where church was hard work. And I'd sit at the back, and praise and worship was, if only I could come in when the preach began, it would just be a lot more comfortable. And I was even training for a marathon. I was training for two oceans. And yet, during praise and worship, I didn't have the stamina to keep standing. I mean, I was running 20 Ks like every other day, but yet I didn't have the stamina to keep standing at my seat. Now, what's that about? And it was a reflection on my heart towards God. I loved the word because it gave me like a pick-me-up, but praise and worship was just a, all I can explain to it is too emotional. I'm not an emotional guy, you know, singing love songs, that's just not me. And I'll never forget, I went for a run. We went to a gathering. This is 2019. It was in Mossel Bay. And I went for a run in the morning along the St. Blaise Trail. I've shared this before, but it fits in well with tonight. And I was sitting at this rock, and I was just talking to God, and I was saying, God, I need help. And we were so busy focused on the bad stuff that had just happened in our lives that I couldn't focus on him. And I was watching these waves coming in and hitting these rocks and realizing that this cliff and these waves have been here for perhaps thousands of years. And he spoke clearly, like audible, and it was a truth that I knew, but I had a revelation. It sank. And God said, I am the same today, yesterday, and forever. And it changed my life. Because I suddenly realized that my emotions had nothing to do with it. That my trust should actually be on God. That my viewpoint of my past should be his viewpoint, not my emotional one. And so that positional truth, that truth that comes from God, and it hits you, you go, oh, I understand. And I suddenly started to see God not through my past, but who he is and who he will always be. Because if I want to view God through my past, it's going to be a very, very warped view. It's going to be very tinted with hurt. It's going to be tinted with disappointment, with leaders, with all sorts of things. But he wanted me to change my view not to look at my past anymore, but to look at Him, the Creator. And that's my position of being a son in His house. And the thing is, suddenly, when I started to praise Him and thank Him for everything that He had done, not that went wrong, my life changed. And the trauma, it melted away. It became irrelevant. It became like it wasn't there. I didn't necessarily have to go to counseling or talk it through with someone or whatever. And I'm not saying that that's not good. But just learning to praise Him set me free. And that's what I'm speaking on tonight. The more we can praise Him because of our position, what John spoke about last week, with every breath we will praise the Lord. And so coming back to Cart and the waves, and the picture I got was, with every breath we take, we're receiving the Holy Spirit. As we breathe out, we're worshiping Him. And so it's an exchange. It's like a communication, what we chatted on the marriage course. Not course. Marriage enrichment. It's a two-way. It's breathing in, breathing out. The thing is, when you breathe in, you can't breathe in again. You've got to breathe out. And so, if we're only wanting to receive and we don't praise God, we can't breathe in again. You understand? And so, each time there was a wave, we had to breathe out again and praise Him, even though we'd just gone through a wave. And those waves represent, for me, the turmoil in our lives. And and God is saying, you know what, I want to take you through those waves. You see, Cart was waist deep. There she was in control. She was using her own strength to stand. But God is saying, I want to take you through the waves, through anything that might be happening in your life, and I want to take you behind the waves where you can ride them and rely totally on me. I mean, you're floating. Your feet can't touch behind the waves. And where you're completely submerged in me. And just recently, just a testimony as well, and an example of this is, in 2022, God, towards the end of the year, God began to speak to me in a new way. The things that he would normally say to me, he wasn't saying to me, and he'd be speaking to me through the Psalms. Now, that was the first time he had ever started speaking to me through the Psalms, and he was reassuring me, and he was saying that everything was going to be fine, and I'm like, I know. It's like, and then Benjamin was diagnosed with leukemia. And I suddenly go, that's why. And I realized that was a season God was taking me through to prepare me for the big wave, for the turmoil. And if I hadn't have been attentive, and if I hadn't have been hearing Him, I don't think I would have had the breath to hold long enough to come out the other side. I don't know what would have happened if I hadn't have heard God. And interestingly, if you speak to Benjamin, I mean, when we rushed down to fetch him the day the doctor phoned. And we picked him up and we sat him down. There was a restaurant and they had already closed, but the tables were outside and I didn't want to speak to him in the car, you know, with him behind me. So We climbed out the car. We quickly sat down at a table. I said, Benjamin, they're talking of cancer. They're talking of leukemia. These are the words that you're going to hear a lot about now soon. For those of you who don't know, so Benjamin's my son. The most amazing thing is his first response was, God's already spoken to me. He's prepared me, and I'm ready to meet my maker. Now, we weren't ready to hear that. but God had prepared him. He had already received that breath to hold him. And they'd actually had a prophetic workshop at the Bible school that he was at. He's at Leap. And all the words that he got was to do with the year that he was about to go through. He got a bulldozer, or was it a digger, a little front digger. And the person that so what they did is they were given somebody to prophesy over. Then they had to go to town and actually buy a gift that represented the word. That's right. And this lady, this girl on the course, she gave him a digger. I'm not emotional. And the word was, you built for this. And so there were days that, you know, he was very weak. And, you know, it was tough. And he had the digger next to his bed. And that was sustaining him. The amazing thing is, God didn't speak much for the rest of that year, because he had already given me the breath before it happened. God, for me, I didn't hear him, but I was holding on to the fact that I knew that God knew this before I did. And he was in complete control, and I had to put my faith in him. And I had to come to a place in my spirit and in my soul where I would know that I would praise him no matter the outcome. Whether he did meet his maker or be healed. And either or, I still choose to praise him. And I had more to say about that, but I'm not going to say too much more. But I'll never forget, he came up for the weekend, and he wasn't feeling great, and he's still doing chemo. He's been on chemo for 2 years now. He's got about a year to go. And so they suppress his immune system, and it really affects him. And you might not think so when you see him, unless you spend a lot of time with him, but he gives his best, and then he gets tired. And he was here for the weekend, and he didn't, you know, he suffers from these headaches and things like that, and we encouraged him to come to church. And he came to church, yeah, and he was the one up front, and he was jumping and praising God out of that weakness. And as a father, to see that is incredible. And he's been, he's gone through a lot. And I actually spoke to him this afternoon, and I told him that I was going to share this. And I feel that this word is for him too. and that he should never lose that passion to praise God. Sure. As an act of worship, I really feel it's important to read the following passage of Scripture. And I've got somebody else to read it. He's far more eloquent than me. It's Psalm it's Psalm 146. Yeah, no, he's family, so yeah. It's Psalm 146, 147, 148, 149, and 150. But I want you to concentrate on the words of the psalmist and allow this to be part of your worship tonight. And afterwards, I'm going to share just one more scripture, and then we're going to go into a time of praise. And I believe, in fact, I'm going to jump ahead now because I want you to be prepared. You see, in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, you can put that one up. It's the last one. I'm jumping way ahead here. It says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." And that's what I believe that God wants to do tonight. He wants to set people free. He wants to set, I believe if there are people here that need healing, that God wants to heal them. Ronaldo actually prayed for me 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when he was last year, and I had toothache. And I was going to have to go to the doctor the next day. And I've got a cracked tooth. And last time it got infected, and I had to go on antibiotics, ask Kanya, I couldn't eat. It was painful. And it was going down that same road. I don't know if you remember, my tooth was really sore. And Ronaldo came and prayed for me, and the pain went, gone, the infection cleared. So God healed, right here. And I believe God wants to do that tonight. So over to you, Brennan. Thank you. All righty. It's a little bit of a passage, so please bear with us. All right, so Psalm 146 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcast of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the numbers of stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him.
in those who hope his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and your waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth. Young men and maidens together, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praises in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, making medley to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adores the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them judgment written. This is honor for all godly ones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hey, how good is that? We are called to praise him. Not get weak behind our chairs. Not go, oh, when's the preach going to start? But we are here to praise the Lord. That is why we're here. Not wise words of man, perhaps. I want to end with this psalm. Psalm 100. It's a psalm of giving thanks. Yeah, the guys can come up. It says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us. And we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And so as we go into a time of praise, especially the praise part, I really believe that as even a response from last week, and there wasn't really time for a proper response, I think it's, if there are positional truths, absolute truths from the Bible that you still don't really believe, In other words, like God had to physically speak to me to tell me that he is the same today, or yesterday, today, and forever. That had to sink in. And so if you're struggling to believe in God's love, that how can he love me? How can he, if he knows everything about me, surely he can't love me. And this is the time to allow your praise to be your exhale, to give space for you to inhale. And as you inhale, he's going to fill you with his Holy Spirit. And where his Holy Spirit is, there is freedom. And that's what tonight is about. It's about understanding who God is, understanding that he is a loving God, understanding that he is for you, understanding that he has saved you. And that no matter what you're going through, he has you. He has you in the palm of his hands. And if you want prayer, just find someone to pray for you. I'm not going to do an altar call as such. But also I want to encourage everyone to come out of their chairs. There's something, it's not the only way to praise God up front. But I tell you what, it's very different. And I've noticed in my own life that there's been freedom here when I've been, and I was stuck there. And so if you're stuck there, throw away that chair. You can back it away. But throw away the chair and come to the front. Just whether that's out of a place of obedience or... But I want us to go into time of just... And concentrate on the words and apply them to your life. And I'm trusting that God will set us free. All right. Amen. You're welcome to come up.